This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The city of Macomb's fiscal year began less than 3 months ago, but it's already looking to eliminate a deficit in its general fund. A memo from City Administrator Dean Torreson says the financial crunch came about because of substantial increases in employee health insurance premiums and fire and police pensions. Meanwhile, revenues are coming in relatively flat. The projected shortfall in the general fund is $540,000. Aldermen this week reviewed recommendations for closing the gap. The biggest cost savings would come from reducing the number of police officers from 27 to 24. Mayor Mike Inman says the city believes it can get by with a slightly smaller police force.
First of all, most of our manpower, whether it be public works or fire or police, all operate on a model where you have X amount of people for population. So obviously with a decrease in enrollment at the university, although the university police are the primary responders to police incidents on campus, there's also a reduction in off-campus calls for service. So believe that there's a way of reducing when you have it's like somewhat like a business. When you have less customer demand, you have to look at how many folks you need to supply that services for those demands. So the chief has been very good about looking at his call volume and looking at what he thinks he needs to keep the city safe, and he feels that this number can work. And I respect his opinion and his analysis. And at the end of the day, we want to stress that this can be accomplished through attrition, not through active layoffs. It's not our intention to go off and lay off police officers or firefighters. But we do have some officers who are nearing retirement age, and one of them announced that today. And we've had one officer leave the city's employment for another municipality, so we would be two-thirds of the way to that attrition as we speak for next fiscal year.
Is there anything you can do to get these pension costs under control?
Well, you know, that's something that the state's been trying to deal with. We're members of the Illinois Municipal League, and the league has been advocating for controls on downstate pensions for quite some time. And, you know, we're in a precarious situation. We have folks that have earned the right to collect a pension, and we don't want to deny them that. It's just that, unfortunately, as salary costs escalate, so do those long-term pension obligations. We're very lucky here in Macomb. I think the council, the city has a long-standing history of financing our pensions at a financial level, we'll say, that is consistent with good practice. They're well-funded. They're not in any dire straits of collapsing. But to maintain those levels requires a constant infusion of cash. And it's no reflection on those folks that are earning those privileges. It's just the fact they're costly.
Yeah, you're just a couple months into your fiscal year.
Right.
Did you think this might happen? Were you hoping it wasn't going to happen?
No, I think what we looked at the beginning of the discussions for the current fiscal year that just started in May, we saw the handwriting on the wall. We monitor our receipts monthly. We understand that some of our receipts have declined, namely sales tax. And I think that's a reflection of the economic times at the university, both the reduction in enrollment, plus the uneasiness that's went with the community for not having a state budget for its largest employer for the last two and a half years. And that's been solved, at least for the time being. I think that folks in the community should be taking somewhat of a sigh of relief in that the state has a budget now. Funding is somewhat certain for the university and moving forward, and I think that should help the psyche of the community a little bit. But still, we have fewer students here. That means fewer dollars churning in the economy, and that's a reality of being the home of a state institution. We're grateful for the opportunity, but we do feel the impact.
Mike Inman is the mayor of Macomb. He hopes aldermen take action within the next couple months on a plan to close a projected $540,000 shortfall in the city's general fund. Recommendations besides the reduction in the police force include an increase in liquor license fees, charging rent to house lifeguard ambulance service at the firehouse, and eliminating a position in public works. I'm Rich Ecker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.